Hi, everyone. Welcome to Project Mindy, a podcast about the work of Mindy Kaling. I'm your host, Sneha, and today we'll be talking about episode 3 of Never Have I Ever, the series co-created by Mindy Kaling. And I'm joined by my friend Indra of the awesome podcast, Family Karma Cast. Check it out if you haven't seen it. And Indra, you talked to me about an episode of the Mindy Project, but how did you like Never Have I Ever?
I loved it. I remember when it came out, like, I think I watched it at like the beginning of the pandemic or something like that, and really needed something light to just like stay happy. And yeah. And I just loved how, you know, it was, what I loved about it was, like, we've seen so much from Mindy Kaling before, and she's really kind of been this like very important pioneering voice for getting South Asians on TV. But this was the first time that it was like a teen drama, or like dramedy, I guess, more of a comedy than a drama. And I love like a good teen, you know, chick flick or whatever. Like, even though I'm in my mid 30s, I still love all of those movies.
Yeah, same.
And so I was like, oh my gosh, bonus that this, like, the main character is South Asian. And she's like, it's going to be about her and her family and her mom and like all of these. And of course, it's going to have like Mindy Kaling's like hilarious touch to it and everything. And so I went into it with pretty high expectations, and I have to say, I think that they were definitely met with this show.
Oh yeah, definitely. I wasn't sure what to expect with the kind of teen drama from Mindy Kaling, but I think she really like knocked it out of the park with this.
Definitely. I feel like Mindy too also loves like a good teen drama, like just personally in her own life. And so I imagine like doing this project was probably kind of like a dream role for her in some ways.
Yeah, probably. I see her like us, like rewatching Mean Girls or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
I really liked episode 3 because sort of the setup of all the characters has come into place, and now we can see what's going on in real time. And the episode opens with the thirst trap TikTok that the girls are doing. And I know there's been some criticism of like, oh, well, this show should have been set in the 90s because that's, Mindy based it a lot on her own childhood. But this was very modern, of course.
Yes, absolutely. It was like she, and I think they did a good job of kind of integrating this whole social media aspect into the whole episode. And it does come full circle, because at the end, Paxton like follows her on Instagram and, yes, and likes the video. So I liked that little touch from it. And, you know, there's even like discussion of like, oh, when he posts like a picture of her in the hospital on his grid and not in her story, like, you know, all those little things like do really make it more modern in a way that like even I understand, even though I'm not like a tween.
Yeah, I'm glad I did understand, like,
yeah,
the explanation for me. Totally. And I loved that the three girls who do this, like, I was definitely not confident enough in high school. Like, I was pretty nerdy, and I don't think my friends and I would be like, oh, let's do like a sexy dance. Like, we just like didn't have that confidence. I think I didn't even have a dress like this, even though it's really, it's not like that scandalous, I guess. But maybe that's like a sign of the times where kids are just more confident nowadays. Yeah,
I think that's really true. Like, I was the same. I also like wouldn't have been caught dead doing something like this, but it also just like wasn't on my radar at the time. And yeah, it was cool, I think, to like see this like group of like girls who are all like girls of color, like making this thing on the, and it was funny. And you know, there was touches of them being nerdy within it too, but it's still like they were still going for it. I kind of liked like the message that came from that, which was, you know, I guess that like they can have fun too.
Yeah, you don't have to be perfect. I really liked her mom coming in and making her put on the white t-shirt because I remember doing that, but wasn't that like sort of a style like in the 90s wearing the spaghetti strap with a white t-shirt? I remember doing that a
Yes,
lot.
it totally was. And I feel like it's kind of come back, right?
Yeah, because the 90s
The
like
90s
fashion.
is back, baby, for
Yeah.
sure.
And very mom like to like make her put it on, of course.
Oh my gosh, that whole situation. And I just love the part where, hopefully this isn't skipping ahead too much, but like at the door, like someone comes up with a Mountain Dew. And she's like,
Wait, I don't remember that.
oh, it was something like, who was it? It was a boy came to the
Oh, it
door.
was what's her name's boyfriend, I think, who
Oh,
was.
yeah. And she was like, no boys, and what's going on? And she's like, take your Dew and go.
I was not like male friends were not encouraged at all. Like,
No.
even if, you know, they were like school, like working on a project or what. I mean, I guess working on a project, but like, if not, no.
No, it was I did have like male friends in high school, and it was always this source of like extreme anxiety when like, because often my group of friends, we'd hang out at my house actually, because like we had a good area on our front porch where we could all hang out and kind of just like talk and stuff. And so sometimes like guys that we were friends with would want to come over too, and I was always so
Gasp.
nervous. Oh my God, like about my dad coming out and saying something offensive. Like, it was always like really, yeah, I had the same experience. It was like, and I definitely was not allowed to date in high school
Oh,
at
for
all.
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I liked that that's the same on the
Yeah.
show. We get the same thing that Kamala's like super hot because she's practicing yoga and the boyfriend gets distracted. She looks amazing.
She does. Oh my God. And have you seen the photo, like the videos of her on social media? Like the actress, Richard Merchant, what's her name? Merchani, I
I
think.
think that's how you say it.
Yeah, she, I think she was on like India's version of Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, it was some kind of show like that.
Yeah, and like I saw this video of her dancing, and she was so incredible. I was just like, I watched the whole thing. I never watched like entire dancing videos, and I watched the whole thing, and I was like, she's just so gorgeous.
So I don't know if you remember, but she was on an episode of The Mindy Project also in season one.
Oh, no, I don't remember
She
that.
played Ed Helms, his girlfriend that
Okay.
Mindy saw at Thanksgiving. I swear she looked the exact same.
Yeah, she's like incredibly beautiful and like doesn't age, and she was excellent casting, I think, for this role.
Yeah. And I did make a joke in a previous podcast that I've been to Caltech and there's no one who looks like that walking around campus.
Know,
But
and her boyfriend is so hot too.
he's
I'm like, come on.
really cute. Yeah. But they don't ignore her attractiveness. Like,
No.
Davey's obviously annoyed by it, so I like it.
Yes.
Eleanor mentions when they're all hanging out her stepmom, and we don't know much about the girls, her friends' families at this point, but that comes into play later. And so Davy is still lying to her friends that she's sleeping with Paxton. And I was kind of surprised that the friends were like, oh, okay. Would
Yeah.
your friends believe you if you were like, yeah, I'm having sex with this guy?
Well, me in high school, like absolutely not. Oh my God, are you kidding? Like that's okay. This is one aspect of the show that kind of like, I don't like this in any show where there's like this lie that gets told, and then all of a sudden they have to like go along with it forever, and it's like the source of tension, and it's just like, just tell everyone the truth. Like,
Yeah.
you know, like that's
It's
what
very sitcom-y, that.
it is very sitcom-y. It's like, okay, we need something to create tension here, so here's that. And like, as I recall, I haven't watched ahead and I don't remember, but it's soon that they find out that she has been sleeping with him, right? So, you know, it doesn't last too long. And I guess it's kind of funny, but it's also like a little bit tiresome as a plot point.
Yeah, I'm glad it doesn't go on for too long, but I was surprised that the girls were like, "Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's definitely happening."
Yeah.
So this is the episode when Davy has memories of her dad more, and her mom says that you have to fix up the garden and you have to help out around the house. So she has that flashback of working with her dad in the garden. And I love the flashbacks with her dad.
Oh, I know. He's also such great casting. I love him,
So hot. Oh
actor.
my
He's
God.
so hot. He's really hot. It's true.
So okay, we have to talk about this assignment that the weird teacher had. I don't, is the teacher supposed to be weird and like
I think
cool or
so.
something?
I think he's supposed to be like that one teacher who like is trying to be cool like all the kids, but he's really just like out of touch with everything.
Yeah, and probably gets like in trouble with the, principal or something
Yeah.
about.
Yeah.
And the assignment was to create an app that mitigates the tortures of World War II, which I was just like, what? Like, how? I was shocked.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it was sort of this like way of introducing that there were Jewish characters on the show a little bit, like, 'cause one
Okay,
thing,
that's a good point.
yeah, like one thing I've noticed about the show in particular, which is like definitely of the moment type of thing, and I think Mindy Kaling is very concerned with having like very diverse casting, is that like they wanted everyone on the show to not just be like a regular white person. And
Yeah.
so even the regular white people on the show are Jewish, so they have like this aspect of them, their identities that is, you know, is oppressed, and so it's sort of like shown a light on that. Like, you find that we kind of delve into that more with Ben when he's making all these sarcastic comments and about being anti-Semitic and whatever. And then the love interest later on, for what is the name of the friend?
Fabiola's,
Yeah.
yeah, the blonde girl. I don't remember her name
Yeah.
actually.
And she's like, well, I'm Jewish too. It's like, oh. And I feel like it was sort of like a plot device almost, maybe, because that whole discussion was a little bit like, is this funny, or like, what, how am I supposed to feel about what they're saying here?
Okay, so that sort of reminded me of. Well, so Ben says, well, if you don't like this idea, you're anti-Semitic. And then when
Yeah.
the blonde girl says she is, he's like, oh, okay, then you don't count. So obviously you cover reality TV and I love it too. And it kind of reminded me of there's a lot of controversy going on right now with black women who are
Yeah.
in Housewives casts. And like online, when you talk about it, if you say, I don't like Ebony on Real Housewives, someone's like, well, you're racist. So then people have to say, wait, I'm black. So it's
Yeah. That is a really good point, actually, is like, you know, like, yeah, like I can say this about this group of people because I'm a part of it, which is, you know, definitely a thing. And like, I'm not really sure about the presentation in this episode, like how it came off ultimately, but yeah, that's a really good point.
But if, yeah, so if the Jewish writers or if there was some kind of representation think it's okay, then I'm gonna say I'll trust them.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna also say that they wouldn't have allowed that if it was actually offensive.
True. And Davy's really excited because Paxton wants to be in her group for the project, but she finds out it's only because he is like, "Oh, you're smart, so we'll get a good grade." And I related so hard to this.
Oh, really?
I mean, I don't think it was ever a cute guy who was like, "Oh, I want to be in your group because you're smart," but definitely like people thinking like, "Oh, these people will do all the work, so I want to be in their group."
Yeah, no, totally. Yes, I totally see what you mean there. And yeah, it was like, I did definitely relate a lot to this feeling of like, these things happen in high school where you like unexpectedly get paired with like people you have a crush on or whatever. And like you read all these things into like what it really means. And you can see Davey like constantly reading way too far into like everything that Paxton says to her and does. And I feel like that's a really, at least for me, like that was very much my experience because I wasn't allowed to date, and I didn't really think that any of the people or like the boys at my school were even remotely interested in me.
Yeah.
So I was constantly like reading way too much into what like people said to me who I thought were cute or whatever, and like what it really meant and all this stuff. And I was seeing that a lot in this episode.
So one of the reasons I think like adult women and men, I'm sure, whatever, everyone like this show is because like we can all relate to definitely in high school feeling that, but also like as an adult, like if you have a crush on someone you work with and you know they talk to you or whatever, you're like, oh, maybe they like me.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely like it is. It's kind of like a human condition, I guess, too. And it's especially interesting just seeing it through her eyes, like as like the story of like the dorky, not very popular girl getting chosen by the like hottest guy in school is like I could see that story over and over and over again and not get bored.
Yeah, it's so true that it's perfect for a show. So we switch over to campus and we see Kamala's ex-boyfriend Steve, and he's really sad about their breakup. And he says, well, okay, so I thought this was good in that they have this like quasi arranged marriage storyline, but Kamala is very clear that like she has a choice into what's going to happen with her life. And I'm really glad they made that distinction.
I am too. Like that she doesn't, it's not complete, like, oh, it's up to someone else who I marry, because I think that a lot of people hear the word arranged marriage and they automatically think, like, when I tell people my parents had an arranged marriage, like, I'm assuming that they're thinking, like, oh, they were forced into marrying this
Yeah.
person, when like that's, at least for my parents, that was not the case. Like there was no requirements.
Yeah. And even now, like it happens a lot and I don't think it's been told enough in like pop culture or media representation that it's more like your parents sort of introducing you to someone.
Yeah, it's like a dating service. That's what I always say.
So the same thing we talked about before is like reading into a boy's sort of every interaction with you. Davy's really excited that Paxton gave her a nickname, but then she sees the boys looking at a boomerang of a busty girl just jumping up and down. I would be so crushed.
Oh my God. I know, especially because like that's another thing that I can relate to with her is like I was kind of like a very scrawny, like
Yes, me
no
too.
boobs girl. And like I was always really self-conscious about the fact that I had like really small boobs and like no one would ever notice me because of that. And now I don't care at all, but then it felt like a big deal.
Yeah, very teenager. I think everyone can relate to that. So we're with Fabiola and her mom in the next scene, and they're in a nail salon, and Fabiola is her thing is like not being girly. And Okay, tell me, I'm not trying to be offensive with this comparison, but tell me if I am.
Okay.
Because Fabiola just wants like clear nail polish. So there was an episode of Sister Sister.
Nineties. That's so nineties. I love
I know. I used to watch it like when I came home from school. And so Tia and Tamara, like one of them is really like smart and into science, and the other one's like very beauty oriented. And they go to a nail salon, and I'm so sorry, I can't remember if it's Tia or Tamara, but she wants clear. And then the other sister's like, oh, come on, you have to get more, you know, more than that. And she's like, okay, crystal clear. And I thought that was really cute.
That is really cute. I used to watch Sister Sister after school too, and like I don't remember that, but
I don't know why that stuck with me like
I
20
love the
years later.
reference. I bet Mindy was thinking about
I
that
hope so.
too.
And I also thought it was really cute that her mom was like, oh, get some nail art. And she wanted mini computers, which I think would be so
Oh
cute.
my gosh, it would have been so cute. And the whole like, what's your favorite bird?
What, yeah, what did she say?
She said a chicken, which is how she ends up. Like that is the type of humor that I just is just so funny. It's like so weird and ridiculous, and it just works.
And a chicken also would be really cute.
It would be cute. And then the love interest later is like, I like your nails. I like
Yeah.
your chickens.
So there has been talk about the show about how Paxton specifically looks much, much older than any high school boy should. And I agree with that. Do you?
Yes, especially like so often we see in these teen shows, like the casting is like, 16-year-olds being played by like 28-year-olds and stuff like
Right.
that. Do we know how old he is actually in real life?
So, I think he's actually 28
Oh.
also in real life. But,
Okay.
well, I'm bringing it up because Davey and Kamala are watching Riverdale, which I don't watch. Do you watch?
I don't watch it, but I know it's like a bit of a thing.
Yeah. And there is a, like, they make an inside joke kind of about the teenagers being older or the actors being older. So maybe the show's kind of like winking at the audience, like, okay, we know some of them like look older.
Yeah, probably. I mean, that's interesting. I hadn't read that feedback about him. I think he can get away with it. It's obviously not great to see like 28-year-olds alongside like, however old the rest of the cast is, but I think he's so great for the role. He's so cute.
He's
He's like
so cute. I would
so
have a
cute.
crush on him for
Oh
sure.
my God, I know. He's just like from that perspective, I'm like, oh, I totally like am all in with this. Like, and I think Ben is really well cast as well because he's cute, even though he does have that
Yeah.
like nerdy thing. Like, there's something about him that's still like high school cute, and like I find myself like being able to get into that headspace very easily with the people that they cast on the show.
Yeah, definitely. So this is the beginning of the time that Davy sees a coyote in her dad's garden and she thinks it's her dad. I thought this was a like a nice way to integrate it, and I didn't think it was like odd of her at all, 'cause people do that all the time.
Yeah, totally. I agree. I thought it was nice and not too heavy-handed, and it comes back in a funny way later, which is great.
So in high school, I didn't go to a lot of like cool kid parties with alcohol. And I think they'd be supposed to be a sophomore, I
Yeah.
think.
I think so. Yeah, that sounds right.
And yeah, Trent says he's having a party and everyone he knows is invited. And Davey's like, well, you know me, so I must be invited too. I would never do that in high school. I'd be like, oh my God, they don't want me to be there.
Oh my God, the same. Like I was the same. I never went to those parties and stuff. I was like definitely, I was like straight edge, and I was like not really running with those crowds. So it was funny how she was like, oh, I'm invited and I'm gonna go. Like, I would have been like, oh my God, they don't want me there. I'm not going.
Yeah. So just another sign of how extremely confident she is. And I love that. Yeah. I wish I was like that now. And
I know, it's like, gotta manifest that baby energy.
And it's very much like, Mindy Lahiri energy also, like, for just sure, asking guys out and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of blonde girl. Her hair color should not be her defining trait, but she invites Fabiola to a fundraiser for a queer youth center, but mm-hmm. Fabiola's really not ready to talk about that. So she leaves.
Yeah.
And it comes back later, but so Davey's having a session with her therapist. I thought this was unrealistic. She's telling a therapist that she's going to her first party and she's like, can you buy me a thong? What?
I know. And I think that was a case where, like, they're really just like saying, like, loud and clear, like, this is a comedy, like, this would never happen in a therapist's office in real life, but here's some comic relief for you. That's how I read that.
I did too, but I can understand how people are like, that's stupid, it's not realistic. But and the actress just sells it so well that I just laughed out loud.
Yeah, I agree. I kind of love those therapy sessions. They're really fun.
They're very
I love how she's like, okay, you won't get me a thong, I'll just cut the butt cheeks out of my
underwear. And I mean, I would have no way of, I guess in high school, I probably had my own, like, I could get to the mall by myself and buy a thong, but I think I'd be too afraid my mom would find it somehow.
Oh yeah. I think I had one and I, like, I don't know what I did, but I don't know. I don't think I ever wore it, first of all.
Just looked at it.
And it just, like, it was somewhere stashed. I mean, I probably, like, hand washed it if I ever wore it. So she would never see it. Who knows?
So Davy's mom, she tells her that to go to the party, she says, well, I have to go back to Trent's house to work on the group project. And I thought it was really funny that her mom says, well, why aren't you done? Why aren't you done? Are you partnering with stupid people? And Davey's like, the guidance counselor says you're not supposed to use that word. My mom never let us say stupid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. No, that was definitely free reign in my house. I love Davey's mom. Like, she reminds me so much of my own mom, like, in her, like, kind of sharp tone. And another Family Karma reference, it kind of reminds me of, like, Chitranti, Anisha's mom.
Yes.
That type of vibe was very much, like, it's very similar to my own mother, so I really relate with that, but I recognize that that's not true for everyone.
Yeah, and it's, there are moms like this who, you know, take it too far or whatever, but the show doesn't really go in that.
No, totally.
Yeah, direction. So her mom's like, well, you're going over to their house, so you should bring a box of See's candies. And, okay, someone told me that See's candies are, like, a South Asian thing to like them, but I've never had that experience.
I didn't know that either, actually.
I can't remember. Someone told me that years ago. They're like, oh, yeah, like, Indian families love that, but... I don't think my mom knows what they are.
My mom always brings boxes of chocolates to relatives when we go to India, but it's not necessarily C's. I mean, C's is definitely, like, a bit fancier.
Yeah, that's too high end. It's like something you get from CVS.
Totally. We're, like, going for the Whitmans and stuff. Yeah.
I don't know if that's where it comes from, but I'll just keep asking people. Maybe it's a very, like, specific thing.
I love that there was, like, a whole stash of them in that, like, little cabinet by the door.
Yeah, so that's what made me think, like, okay, that's, like, either a thing in their household or other households.
For sure.
So Davey finally gets to the party, and Trent is surprised to see her, and he's like, oh, did you forget your calculator?
I know.
Poor thing.
I love that's what's so great about him is that he just like says the thing, you know, like there's no beating around the bush. He's like his character is very much like one dimensional, and that's kind of what works for him.
Yeah, and but Paxton's nice, and she gets a beer from her from him. I even if I went to a party like this, I would be too scared to drink.
Same, same.
But Davey, you know, just
Absolutely.
goes for it. And Ben also shows up, but I think he was also uninvited.
Yeah, like when he shows up with a pizza and everyone's like kind of gives him the side eye, it's like, ooh.
I would love getting pizza, but maybe bringing food to a party like that is like not cool.
Well, he also showed up with like 10 pizzas. I was like, oh my God.
Like, oh, it's a pizza party, slumber party, or something.
Like, and so that, you know, the subtext there always is like, he's not totally accepted, even though he's like rich and seemingly has it all and all these things. Like,
And
he
he
has his
supposedly has a
struggles.
girlfriend.
Yeah, but I don't remember all the storyline with that. Like, because we don't see her at all in this episode, do we?
No, and when we do, it seems like she's just kind of using him. Like they're not.
Yeah,
He's maybe
yeah.
using it to like the same way, like just to seem like, you know, he has a girlfriend, so he's cool.
Totally, totally.
And Davey gets upset because she sees Paxton kind of flirting with other girls. So she drinks more and more, and she sees a coyote on the lawn. And I guess in her intoxicated state is like, oh my God, Dad. But you know, it's a coyote.
So this was like, okay, did you have the thought that like, oh my God, is she gonna get rabies? 'Cause I did.
No, but I'm surprised because I've seen that episode of The Office so many times.
I was like, so when she went to the hospital, did they like give her those extremely painful rabies shots or like what happened?
Well, they should have, I guess.
Yeah, they probably would have, I think, in real life, but of course they didn't have time for
Yeah,
that.
there's a lot in this episode. And was very sweet that Paxton kind of picked her up and drove her to the hospital.
Oh my gosh, when he picks her up, it's like that
Oh,
classic, like,
poor.
hot guy move that, you know, I feel like they did such a good job with peppering those moments throughout this whole show, which I just love.
Definitely. And she calls her friends from the hospital, and they're like, oh, go have hospital sex like Grey's Anatomy. Did they think that would, I guess the whole her having sex with Paxton just casually just will always shock me.
Yeah, I mean, I think that like that to me signaled like this kind of naivete that like a lot of young people have around stuff like this. Like the only thing they've ever seen is like of a hospital is like Grey's Anatomy, which is like so ridiculous and unreal. And like, but they're like, but that's what happens in hospitals. And like, isn't that what you're gonna do? Like, that's what that reminded me of.
Yeah, it is. It is a cute thing to say for, I guess, like a 15-year-old. And Davy's mom comes and is really upset, of course, about being drunk. And oh my God, I can't even imagine how mad my parents would be.
Oh my God, my they I like if I had been drinking at a party and then a boy took me to the
Oh
hospital.
God.
Oh my God, when she called him a walking HPV infection. It's like, oh, that's so amazing. I love it. I love her mom again. Like, I just can't get enough of her story. And it like just a little pre I saw a little preview for season two. And it looks like we see more of her love story in season two, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah, I love her character's so great, and it is interesting because I don't want to say that it's unusual because I actually have no idea, but I wasn't super close to my dad growing up. Not like it was anything bad about our relationship, but I really liked seeing the very close relationship Davey had with her dad in this because I don't think it's often shown.
I agree. I think that sometimes I totally agree. I think, you know, for better or worse, like stereotypical gender roles definitely pervade Indian households from what I've seen. And so sometimes that can get in the way of closeness with your children.
For sure.
And they definitely kind of break that stereotype down a lot in this episode. And we're seeing that on Family Karma too, like with Monica and her dad and stuff like that, which is
Oh, I love Monica's dad so
I know,
much.
what a sweet, sweet man.
And then at the tea party saying that, like, oh, I'd want to go on a date with all of
Oh
you.
my God, I know. What a perfect answer.
The mom showing up too. Is she going to show up at an event with the dad?
I know. I mean, that I feel like bringing the mom on was such a smart idea because it's given this whole other dimension to Monica's story, which I find really interesting. And yeah, it sounds like they literally can't be in the same room together,
And
which is
it's so, like, I know very few South Asian children my age who have divorced parents, even though there are a ton who basically are, but no one talks about it.
yep, same.
So, yeah, I love it. And I wondered where if her mom didn't want to be on the show last season just because she didn't want to be like associated with the dad at all, but I'm glad she came around.
Yeah, she probably saw that, like, because everyone was treated pretty well in the editing process in season one. So I feel like she probably saw that and was like, oh, yeah, I can do this.
Oh, so Kamala and Steve kind of get back together, and she is apparently inspired by the teens on Riverdale, which is really cute.
Yeah.
So we end up seeing more of him later. And then they give finally the presentations in school about this World War II Holocaust project. And they were predictably like all really silly.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I don't know. I don't think I have any more commentary on it, but
Yeah.
if people think it's funny, that's fine. And I think it was great that even though the kids are teasing Baby and calling her Coyote Girl, it's like taken in a positive way.
Yeah.
Because it definitely could have been gone the other way, like, oh, wheelchair girl and now coyote girl. But
Yes.
it was great. They're, I mean, this they make fun of each other, but I feel like the high school, these kids are not like terrible.
No. There is definitely like, there's surprising moments where you're like, oh, they're better than like being asshole kids.
So Fabiola makes a big step at the end of the episode. She breaks up with her fake boyfriend. And okay, I thought this was very high school. I think he suggests going to get like frozen yogurt or something. And he says if we've got enough samples, we can fit it into a big cup.
I know, and that girl's like, I'm so into it. Let's
Yeah.
go.
I remember doing that at Starbucks because they used to give free samples a lot. I don't think they do
Oh,
anymore.
yeah, that's such a teen thing to do. Like, let's find a way to like eat and not spend money.
And Fabiola has her robot, and she programs it to say, I'm gay after her mom texts her to say, let's go shopping, to impress the new boyfriend. So I thought that was a very moving way to end the episode.
I agreed. It actually brought like a little bit of a tear to my
And I thought the, building a robot thing seemed like a little cliche in the beginning, but I think they did it in a positive way.
Absolutely.
So that was the episode. Do you have any more thoughts?
No, I just I it was thank you for having me on to recap this because I just love revisiting the show and I'm so excited for season two.
Me too. And I love our family karma sort of detours, and it is so
Yeah.
great. It's so great to just have a reality show with like representation that relates to this show.
Absolutely, I totally agree.
So that was the episode. Thanks so much for joining me, and I will see everyone next time. Bye.
Bye.